The word today is encouragement. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Life can be tough. From time to time, we all can use some encouragement. In Psalm 46, the Bible tells us that God will be with us and He will help us. Here to also help us and give us direction is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Encouragement.
Life can be full of all kinds of problems and troubles. As a matter of fact, I've defined life sometimes as simply saying it's solving problems. And basically, that's what our day-by-day life is. We have all kinds of difficulties. So what I want to talk about today is in encouragement. I want to encourage you to keep going and to be strong. As a matter of fact, some Bible references that you can look up. The primary one that I'm going to be talking about is Psalm 46. Psalm 46 begins by saying, God is our refuge and strength. That's a beautiful reminder. If God is with you, you know you're okay. God is going to take care of you. He is your refuge and your strength. You know, the Bible talks in all kinds of terms about the fact that God will take care of us. It says God is our rock. That's a beautiful symbol of protection and care. He is our help. He is like an eagle, just like the mother eagle takes care of the little eaglets. He is caring for us. He is our comfort. You know, He is our fortress. You know, I love the way Psalm 46 begins. God is our refuge and strength. Let me give you another scripture in the Old Testament. Look up Joshua. As a matter of fact, the first chapter of Joshua, and I would say probably the first 9 verses. Just kind of read all 9 of those first verses of the first chapter of Joshua, and you will see over and over again, it says, God wants you to be strong and courageous. He wants you to know that when He is with you, when you are putting your trust in Him, then you can be strong and courageous. That should kind of be your motto as you go through life. I'm not going to be a weakling stumbling along, afraid of tripping and afraid of falling and bruising myself. Let me be the kind of person that God wants me to be. When He is with me, I am strong and I will be courageous. Now, you know, one of the things that all the biblical people had to learn, whether you're talking about David or Joseph or Moses or Elijah or Paul or whoever you're talking about, they all had to learn this because they all had troubles in their lives and they all had problems. Take a look at Joseph's life, for instance. You remember on one occasion that the ruler, who was Potiphar had a wife who was very seductive and very evil, and she tried to tempt Joseph to have a sexual affair with her. And, you know, she no doubt felt that she was okay to do this because, after all, the leader was her husband, and after all, he was kind of in charge of things, and so she could kind of do what she wanted. And so she tempted Joseph. You remember that Joseph relied on God's presence with him to resist her and to refuse to be tempted into that situation. So God gave him the power to resist her and refuse her. Now, there's a perfect example of somebody that on his own strength and with his own determination would have fallen into that trap and would have been seduced, but instead trusted on God, and with God's help, he was able to resist her passes and her temptation. Take, for instance, Moses. You know, as you read through the Old Testament, as Moses is leading the children of Israel across the Sinai Peninsula as they were on their way to the Promised Land, Moses heard all kinds of murmuring and all kinds of complaining because the people of Israel were fed up with the difficulty of the trip, and they didn't like the fact that they had to collect manna in order to be able to eat, and they didn't like the fact that they didn't have any true joys of life. They kind of longed to be back under the captivity of Egypt. And so Moses had to handle a very disgruntled people. And in fact, God was so displeased with their complaining and their murmuring that he decided, I'm going to have them wander around here for 40 years. I'll fix them. They want to complain about this. Well, they're not even going to get into the promised land. And so he had them walking around there and moving back and forth across that desert for 40 years. This was the payment for their rebellion and their payment for their stubbornness. But think of Moses, I started to say, that he had the assurance that God was with him and that God was going to ensure that he was going to successfully lead the people. And so Moses trusted, he was courageous in the fact that God was with him. Or take David. You remember when David came to the camp, he was there to visit his brothers, and all of a sudden as he gets there, he sees the enemy's great, huge giant of a man called Goliath. And Goliath is taunting the Israelites and saying, why don't you send someone out to fight me? We'll get this over quickly, and I'll just kill them, and then you'll all be our slaves. And, of course, David was very annoyed at that. And David felt the power of God. David knew that God was with him, and he knew that God wanted them to be strong and courageous, just like he says in Joshua, the first chapter. And so David decides to go up against Goliath. And you remember how he picks up several flat stones from the brook. And as he walks toward Goliath, he takes out his slingshot and he slings one of these stones, and God guides it right to the spot where the helmet of Goliath isn't protecting him, hits him square in the forehead and knocks him down, knocks him unconscious. And David goes up, draws the huge sword out of the scabbard of Goliath, and cuts his head off and takes care of that. There, that settles that. And so this little shepherd boy named David is able to take on this huge giant. Think of that the next time you're up against a problem or a difficult situation. That difficult situation becomes your Goliath, and you feel like you're a little shepherd, a little boy named David, but with God's courage and with God's strength and God's presence and God's power with you, believe me, you're going to win. And so that's the way God wants you to act. Or take Elijah. You know, I've been quite a number of times, about 20-some times I've been in the Holy Land, and I've been up on that mountaintop where Elijah met the prophets of Baal. That's way up north in the Holy Land there. And I love that site because there's a beautiful statue there on the top of that hill to remember that battle. And Elijah was one of these guys standing against all the prophets of Baal, and there was a large number of them. I think it was over 300. I don't remember the exact number, but it was a huge number of them. And here was Elijah all by himself. And the prophets of Baal were ridiculing him and mocking him and saying that their god, Baal, was certainly going to take care of things. And Elijah says, oh no way. My God is going to take care of you guys. And they have a contest. And so the prophets of Baal built an altar and they call upon their god, Baal, to light it and send fire, and of course nothing happens. And finally it became Elijah's opportunity, and Elijah calls upon God. And Elijah doesn't make it easy for God. He puts the sacrifice and then he soaks it with water, and he digs a trench around the altar and fills it with water, and he calls upon God and says, now God, please send fire and take care of this offering. And of course, God sends fire, consumes The offering consumes the water, consumes everything, consumes the trench full of water, and everyone recognizes Elijah's God is the true God. And you remember the end result of this whole situation. Elijah says, now, the prophets of Baal aren't going to get away with this. They are evil and false prophets. They have murmured against the true God, and they have mocked him. Well, they're going to pay the price, and the price was their death. You remember how every one of them was wiped out. Well, the big part of this is that Elijah trusted in God, and he acted boldly and strong and courageous because he knew God was with him. I want you just to constantly say in your life, regardless what the problem, regardless what the trouble, regardless what the need is, I can be strong and courageous because my God is with me. Just like he was with Joseph, just like he was with Moses, just like he was with David, just like he was with Elijah, in the same way he was with St. Paul during all his hardships and so on. The bottom line is God is present everywhere. God knows my situation. God hears my cry for help, and God is with me. God says, I will be your God. I will be with you. And he has been. Trust that, folks, and turn to God in your need and in your difficulty. God has made promises to you that he will never leave you. He will never fail you. Trust in him, believe in him, have faith in him, and act courageous. Don't whimper and whine around and complain. You know, we have far too many wimpy Christians that murmur and complain, just like the people in crossing the desert there in the Old Testament. Don't whine and complain. Sure, you have problems. When you're living here on earth, everybody has problems. There's difficulties, sicknesses, deaths, all kinds of problems. But recognize God will never leave you or forsake you. He is with you. Take courage from that and act courageously and act strong. Let God be your courage and your defense.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Freedom, which talks about the freedom we have in Christ, not the freedom to sin, but the freedom not to sin through the power of God. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.